The champion wood chopper Gerald joins us right now after being chopped from Survivor last night by another masterstroke move from the king of the jungle, Georgie Boy. He joins us now. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what's the go with this George bloke? How has he got, pardon the expression, the wood over everybody in the jungle or up far north?
Oh, look, it was a devastating moment, guys. That realisation that it had all hit me from the back of the head, the wood, when I wasn't expecting it. Look, I went into that tribal knowing that there was just a chance it could happen. I thought I'd mitigated the chances of it. And here I am.
Yeah, now look, Gerald, foods, when it's scarce like that, I imagine it does funny things with your head as well and the way you act and things like that. I know if I haven't eaten in 2 hours, I start to get a little...
You get hangry.
Oh, you're so hangry.
I do you what?
Gerald, what does food do for you when it's so scarce in the jungle and the outback? Like, does it make you do crazy things?
Yeah, look, them first couple of weeks down there were brutal. They were brutal. But having no food when you've gone from a ridiculously heavy diet, which I've been on from when I was competing prior to when I went, and going in there to next to nothing was rough, to say the very least. But, you know, I acclimatized to it very quickly. Later in the game, I felt really good.
Yeah.
And there was even some days where I didn't feel hungry at all, and I wouldn't even eat the rice that we had. I'm just like, no, I'm good. And I felt $1 million.
Really?
So do you think it's changed your life?
Oh, without a doubt, 100%. It's changed my life in so many ways, and for the better.
Okay.
100% for the better in every way.
Okay. Well, that's... you can't ask for more than that. Back on the food front for a second, though. So you've come out of the bush. You're on the jury now, which is, you know, you've done well in the show to get that far, and I think the jury is a pretty exciting place to be. You now get to pull the strings like a puppet master. But what was the first thing you just went, you know what, get me a big juicy steak, or what was the first thing you wanted to chow down on when you were free from the Survivor situation?
The first thing that I wanted was 100% a massive glass of milk and a big steak. And if you watch my jury Miller episode, that's a little spoiler for that.
Okay. Oh, ouch.
No, it sounds awesome. Gerald, well, thank you for joining us this morning. Good to see you finally got a feed when you got home.
Yeah.
And well done on being such a strong contestant this year.
No worries at all, guys. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, legend.
You have a great day, hey.
You too, mate. All right, bye.